good decisions as to what 4-H species to plant in a given field is a requirement for success. You want the best nutrition for grazing animals while making sure the crop is suited to your land. Dr. Gary Lacefield is a retired extension forage specialist at the University of Kentucky. He says there are several reasons why you need to know what will grow best on your farm. The first is economic. Most of us are in the habit of looking for the lowest price and not thinking about long-term consequences. He says the potential for higher returns with better varieties is immense.
So I want to make sure that I get something that's adapted, something that's resistant to as many diseases and insects and pests that might come along, and then also something that's persistent. I'd like to seed it and have it grow for several different years, and it would be productive over those years, and I could make money with it.
He also recommends incorporating legumes because they complement the grasses well.
Legumes, first of all, have a very unique ability to take nitrogen from the air that you and I are breathing and convert that into a nitrogen-based compound, a protein, or animals can use that. Our legumes are usually higher in quality. Oftentimes, our legumes can help lengthen the growing season, or a deep-rooted legume can help us during the summer drought period with like a fescue or an orchard grass.
Fertilizing and liming as needed will help ensure good yields, improve forage quality, reduce weed problems, and lengthen stand life. Your local extension office conducts variety field trials and can give you advice on choosing the best forages for your program. Find more tips on forage planning at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump hitting the campaign trail tomorrow, a day after another attempt on his life. Secret Service agents spotting a man with an assault-style rifle at Trump's West Palm Beach golf course, where he was playing on Sunday.
Yesterday's incident comes just 2 months after the assassination attempt on Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. After the shooting in July, the director of the Secret Service resigned, and Trump's security increased with bulletproof glass being set up at his outdoor rallies.
ABC's Christian Cordero, a 58-year-old man named Ryan Routh, is in custody. Officials are looking into whether he was upset with Trump's position in Ukraine. TikTok is facing a hearing in Washington today. The owner of the Chinese company denies allegations that the app can be used as a propaganda tool and is fighting in order to either sell it or be banned. Mediation efforts begin tomorrow between Boeing and union workers over a new contract. And Shogun winning big at the Emmys last night, taking home 18 prizes. This is ABC News. Mexico is reforming its constitution, now requiring all federal judges, including Supreme Court justices, to be elected.
This is a major victory for President Andrés Manuel López Obrador just 2 weeks before he leaves office. The popular leader argued the amendment was necessary to make judges more responsive to the needs of everyday citizens. But it says much about his personal clashes with the Supreme Court, which repeatedly ruled some of his actions unconstitutional during his six-year term. Critics say this will weaken the judiciary, ending its independence while failing to address the country's challenges with corruption and impunity. Connor Finnegan, ABC News, Mexico City.
Heavy rain coming to the Carolinas. A tropical storm system set to hit near Myrtle Beach, South Carolina today, possibly as a tropical storm Helene. Which movie's dominating the box office for the second week in a row?
Beetlejuice.
Now that one, since opening the sequel, has raked in $188 million. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today, a high near 85. Partly cloudy tonight, 62. Sunshine and back to the mid-80s on Tuesday. Tuesday night, clear skies, upper 50s. Sunny and low 80s on Wednesday. Thursday, mostly sunny and highs around 82. For Thursday night, some showers and storms. On Friday, some storms with a high around 80. Saturday's high, 76.
Right now, it's 68.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. State Senator Mary Felskowski has been banned from the Lac du Flambeau Chippewa Tribe's northern Wisconsin reservation over comments she made at an August meeting. Felskowski said giving money to the tribe to end the dispute between the tribe and the town of Lac du Flambeau would be like giving in to terrorists. Nearly $30 million in federal American Rescue Plan funding is allocated for projects to increase internet access in Wisconsin. 11 projects are being funded through the State Public Service Commission's Digital Connectivity and Navigators Program to allow over 50,000 households to receive a loan device and over 30,000 to access free Wi-Fi. And Wisconsin's Legislative Study Committee on Artificial Intelligence met in Wausau last week. The committee's chair, State Senator Julian Bradley, said some of the challenges surrounding the rapidly emerging technology include guarding against government overreach and protecting privacy and data.
Calling all moms looking for a great part-time job. Moms across Wisconsin are bringing home a great paycheck without paying for childcare. Join the Mom Army at Copeson and bring your child to work. Be a positive influence and help get the kids in your community to school. Copeson Buses has immediate openings. Find out how you can join the Mom Army at Copeson. Visit Copeson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Copeson terminal near you.
Good morning, it's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, downtown Durand. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way, find out more at provisions.health. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. And Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. The construction of the new Tarrant Park Pool continues. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron was able to tour the site last week and says crews hope to have the building completed by the end of the month.
We're surely hoping that here by the end of this month that the building itself will be complete. And then when they get into, as it gets a little colder, they'll be doing some inside work. The pool itself should be poured and everything around the first, they're planning to go through the end of October, first November.
The pool is still scheduled to be completed by June 1st of next year. The Trempealeau County Sheriff says a missing teenager from Green Bay has been found safe. Deputies say they found the 17-year-old Braylon Mueller Saturday. She'd been missing from her home in Green Bay since early July. The Sheriff's Department says she was spotted several times in Trempealeau County and last week reached out in help in finding her. A group home worker from Fall Creek is facing charges after investigators say she had sex with one of her patients. Prosecutors filed the charges last week against 29-year-old Alicia Vogler of Elk Mound. Fall Creek police say Vogler had sex with a man who was living at the Palmer Place group home under a protective order. Authorities were called after several co-workers said the two were too close, and after managers say they found several sexually explicit text messages. Vogler is charged with four counts of second-degree sexual assault. She'd be forced to register as a sex offender if convicted. Nearly $30 million in federal American Rescue Plan funding has been allocated for projects to increase internet access across Wisconsin. 11 projects are being funded through the State Public Service Commission's Digital Connectivity and Navigators program. That would allow more than 50,000 households to receive a loaned device and over 30,000 to access free Wi-Fi. The largest recipient, United Way of Wisconsin, will receive just under $16.5 million to distribute devices. Governor Evers' office says since launching in 2019, the program has assisted more than 410,000 households and businesses. We could receive an update on rule changes for the next deer season later today. The Department of Natural Resources Deer Advisory Committee will meet in Madison. The agenda includes new boundaries for the state's deer management units. Now, any changes would be for the 2025 season, as deer season in Wisconsin for this year is already open. You're listening to WRDN News.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Police in Two Rivers are confirming the human remains found last weekend are of missing child Elijah Vu. A deer hunter found the remains on private property last Saturday, just off the Lake Michigan coast, 40 miles southeast of Green Bay. Elijah was 3 years old when he went reported missing in February. His birthday was in August. Elijah's mother, Katrina Bauer, and her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, were both charged with chronic neglect of a child back in February. No charges have been made regarding Elijah's disappearance. There's a lack of optimism about where Wisconsin's headed. The latest Marquette Law School poll says most people in the state continue to say we're on the wrong track. 53% of people, according to the new poll, say Wisconsin's headed in the wrong direction. Pollsters say 46% of people think we're headed in the right direction. But the poll also shows more than half of the people in Wisconsin think their finances are worse off than a few years ago. Still, voters don't seem to blame Governor Evers too much. His approval rating in the latest poll remains at 51%. That's the highest of any elected official in the state. A new report finds that a majority of counties in Wisconsin have less jobs now than before the pandemic. A Wisconsin Policy Forum report released Friday found that while the state set a record for total jobs in 2023, 42 of the state's 72 counties actually averaged fewer jobs in 2023 than in 2019. Milwaukee County lost the most jobs in the five-year span, followed by Brown and Wood counties. Meanwhile, Dane and Kenosha counties added the most total jobs. Wisconsin's seventh case of West Nile virus has been confirmed. State health officials confirmed the case in a Rock County resident Friday. It marks the first human case in Rock County so far this year. The health department notes that most people who get West Nile virus don't get sick from it, but urge people to take precautions, including reducing their exposure to mosquitoes. Less than 1% of people who contract West Nile developed serious symptoms. A state senator has been banned from tribal lands by the Lac du Flambeau tribe. The Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians announced Friday a resolution banning State Senator Mary Felskowski, which passed earlier in the week. The tribe said the ban is for what they call inappropriate remarks at a town meeting in Woodruff last month. According to the tribe, she compared the tribe to terrorists while discussing travel on roads on tribal lands. Felskowski is currently the co-chair of the Special Committee on State-Tribal Relations. A decision may be near regarding a contested pipeline project in northern Wisconsin. 1 week ago, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources released its final environmental impact statement on the proposed Enbridge Line 5 segment relocation project. The existing pipeline between Superior and Michigan's Upper Peninsula is 71 years old, and a portion runs through reservation lands of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. The proposed relocation would reroute the line. A coalition of business, agriculture, and labor groups support the project, while the tribe and environmental groups want Line 5 shut down. Enbridge would need to secure permits from the DNR and the Army Corps of Engineers before work could commence on the project. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport is extending its MSP Reserve program to Terminal 1. This will begin on Tuesday. The free program allows passengers to reserve a time slot for security screening to reduce wait times. Travelers can book reservations online up to a week in advance and will use a designated lane at the North Checkpoint. The program, which initially launched at Terminal 2 in May of 2023, aims to enhance efficiency and traveler experience. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
The Minnesota Vikings upset the San Francisco 49ers 23-17 at U.S. Bank Stadium. The Vikings blocked a punt and kicked a field goal in the first quarter before Sam Darnold hit Justin Jefferson for a 97-yard touchdown in the second. Josh Metellus intercepted a pass that led to a Jalen Naylor touchdown, which put Minnesota up 20-7. After San Francisco scored to get within one possession, Darnold led nearly a seven-minute drive that ended with a field goal to put the game away in the fourth. Darnold passed for 268 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception, while Jefferson caught four passes for 133 yards and a score. Minnesota's 2-0 for the first time since 2016. They host Houston in week three. The Minnesota Golden Gophers defense pitched a shutout for the second week in a row with a 27-0 win over Nevada on Saturday. The Gophers took a 20-0 lead at halftime and coasted to the victory the rest of the way. Darius Taylor rushed for 124 yards, had 37 receiving yards, and scored three total touchdowns in the win. Kerry Brown added two interceptions on defense. The 2-1 Gophers host Iowa Saturday. The Minnesota Twins avoided a sweep with a 9-2 win over the Cincinnati Reds at Target Field. Ryan Jeffers tied the game at two with an RBI double in the sixth. Brooks Lee put Minnesota on top with a two-run single. Lee had five RBI on the day. The Twins pulled away with five runs in the bottom of the seventh. Carlos Santana homered in the victory, while Cole Sandst earned his eighth win in relief. The Twins still have a 2.5 game lead over Detroit and Seattle for the final AL wildcard spot. Pablo Lopez starts for Minnesota against Cleveland tonight. And the Minnesota Lynx are on a six-game winning streak following an 88-79 win over the New York Liberty at the Barclays Center. The Lynx raced out to a 30-17 lead after one and went up by as much as 26 in the victory. The Lynx are in second place in the WNBA. Minnesota will visit Connecticut tomorrow night.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Sunny Skies CBD is a veteran and family-owned and operated soil-to-oil CBD business that provides high-quality and consistent CBD products, all manufactured in our food-grade lab in Durand, offering a variety of CBD, CBG, CBN, and Delta-8 products, including oils, topicals, and edibles. Visit the store at 100 West Main Street in Durand or order online with free shipping at sunnyskiescbd.com. That's sunnyskiescbd.com.
The Packers rushed for 261 yards, 151 from Josh Jacobs in a 16-10 win over the Colts on a hot, steamy day at Lambeau. I'm Bill Scott with sports.
These are one of them games where, as a team, you feel good because you know what you're capable of. You can see what you're capable of. And obviously, without our leader, which make things a lot easier, to be able to still rally around each other and come out with a win, it definitely feels good.
Malik Willis completing 12 of 14 for 122 yards and a touchdown as the Packers ran the ball in nearly 80% of their snaps.
53 rushes, that's what we wanted to do coming into this game, and to be able to do that, it's one thing to want to do that, but to be able to go out there and execute that, I think that says a lot about really just all 11 out there, starting with the offensive line, but our backs were running hard, our receivers were blocking their butts off.
Packers now 1-1. The Vikings, the only team in the NFC North still without a loss. They knocked off San Francisco 23-17 at U.S. Bank Stadium yesterday. Aaron Rodgers waited a long time for a win, but he got one yesterday, leading the Jets to a 24-17 victory over the Titans. He led a 7-play, 74-yard drive that ended with rookie running back Braylon Allen's second touchdown, a 20-yard run.
I thought everybody played really well. The defense stepped up. You know, we were a little slow-ish at the beginning of the game and as offense, and, you know, we're able to pick it up in the second half. So it was just kind of a collective effort, you know, to find a way to pull it out.
Allen's former team, the Badgers, not so fortunate. They were throttled by fourth-ranked Alabama 42-10 on Saturday at Camp Randall.
Well, I'll give you guys the same message I just gave them. If you haven't had your ass whooped before, you just did. And it hurts, and it's not easy. But in this game, that's going to happen. And it's a part of the game. It stinks. It doesn't mean you didn't work hard. Didn't mean you didn't prepare. It means you didn't get the job done. And whether it's a one-point loss or a 34-point loss, it's a good old-fashioned whooping at home, which hurts.
That's Luke Fickell. Brewers fell to the Diamondbacks 11-10 in 10 innings yesterday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
I was so excited when I heard the sandwich was back. What's up? This is Mike.
And this is Celia.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich
is the symphony of flavors. You can always count on that crispy, tender, juicy chicken. It's so good.
My favorite part is the pimento cheese. Topped off with the honey, it all comes together perfectly. I like the original.
I like the spicy chicken fillet. But either way,
you're getting a winner.
The Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with the original or spicy fillet now for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine. We'll have highs upper 80s, south winds at around 10. Tonight, clear, lows low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs upper 80s. Wednesday, sunshine, highs mid-80s. Currently across the region, we do have sunshine. Pepin and Lake City, 68. Wabasha and Nelson, 66. Mondovi and Plum City, 65. Ogalley, 63. Here at WRDN, we do have some of that sunshine, 65, with Brad Paisley. And she's everything. Good morning. It's 7:24.
Pair of jeans. She looks great in cheap sunglasses. She looks great in anything. She's, I want a piece of chocolate. Take me to a movie. She's, I can't find a thing to wear. Now and then she's moody. She's a Saturn with a sunroof, with her brown hair blowing. She's a soft place to land and a good feeling knowing. She's a warm conversation that I wouldn't miss for nothing. She's a fighter when she's mad, and she's a lover when she's loving. And she's everything I ever wanted and everything I need. I talk about her, I go on and on and on, 'cause she's everything. Saturday out on the town, and a church girl on Sunday. She's a cross around her neck and a cuss word 'cause it's Monday. She's a bubble bath and candles, baby come and kiss me. She's a one glass of wine and she's feeling kinda tipsy. She's the giver I wish I could be and the stealer of the covers. She's a picture in my wallet, my unborn children's mother. She's the hand that I'm holding when I'm on my knees and praying. She's the answer to my prayer, and she's the song that I'm playing. And she's everything I ever wanted and everything I need. And I talk about her, I go on and on and on, 'cause she's everything. I'm 90. She's that wooden rocking chair I want rocking right beside me. Every day that passes, I only love her more. Yeah, she's the one that I'd lay down my own life for. And she's everything I ever wanted, everything I need. She's everything.
Let's go, girls. Oh, I feel like a woman. The girls need a break tonight. I'm gonna take the chance to get out on the town. We don't need romance, we only wanna dance. We're gonna lay our head down. The best thing about being a woman is the prerogative to have a little fun. Oh, 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 they're totally crazy. Forget I'm a lady. Men shoot short skirts. Oh, 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 really go wild and doing dirt in style. Oh, 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 get in the action. Feel the attraction. Come on, my head, do what I dare. Oh, 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 wanna be free, yeah. Feel the way I feel. Man, I feel like a woman.
Outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. It was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. Burning up a highway that kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds? Or maybe having second thoughts and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she change it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time. Yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747 somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away.
song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late. Too late. Oh, I got to Tucson too late.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRD. And Jordan Davis, Tucson, too late, 7:35. Happy Monday. I'm Brian Winnikins. Coming up next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, you can give us a call, 715-672-8989. Or you can visit us on our Facebook page at WRD and 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way as well. We'll also have, Today in History opening markets as well this morning. Plus, there's going to be another big supermoon, but with a twist. We'll tell you about that here coming up this morning as well. I got through everything last week with Brianna's wedding, and thank you to Dave DeLort and a whole bunch of people. I could go on for 3 hours trying to name and everybody who helped out over the last week as well. And just want to say personally thank you to everyone who helped out, not only behind the scenes here at the station, but also behind the scenes at Brianna's wedding as well. Big day on Friday. And my cousin had said, "You're going to be a puddle." And I said, "No, I won't." Okay, I was a puddle. What can I say? Yeah, you know, my little girl's gone, enjoying their honeymoon in Door County right now. So congratulations again, though, to my daughter on her big day on Friday. And now it's time to kind of get back to quote-unquote work, right? Yeah, how do we do all of this? And let's see. We'll have football coming up later on this week as well. We'll get back into that. Obviously, there was really no way I could do the football game last Friday. I had this thing called a wedding going on, and I did try to. See, the thing is, the other part of this is she wasn't going to do it during halftime, and even if she did, we wouldn't have been able to have the beer guy in the wedding, which actually was pretty smart. One of her longtime friends, he was just before Brianna and I, and he was, quote, the beer guy. And, yeah, he actually had beverages with him to hand to the crowd going out. Brianna was pretty nervous, and she's like, "I think I'm going to pass out." "No, you won't, honey. We'll be fine. I've got you. You'll be fine. You'll be fine." She was pretty nervous. Well, then when the beer guy came out and he was doing his thing, she kind of relaxed real and pretty quick, and everything went off without a hitch. So that would have been the other. I don't think they would have appreciated that from the school district. The beer guy at halftime knew. I don't think that would have worked. Coming up, we had great weather last week, perfect weather for Brianna's big day, and it looks like that very nice weather is going to continue as well. We'll have more details with our weather forecast here coming up.
One in four people age 65 or older has a fall each year. Don't be one of them. The Pepin and Buffalo County ADRC is presenting a Stepping On workshop, an evidence-based workshop that focuses on fall prevention tips and tricks. Participants hear from experts on how to identify and remove fall hazards. Stepping On can help you avoid a dangerous and costly fall so you can keep doing the things you love to do. Classes meet weekly for 7 weeks starting September 18th in Pepin. Call the ADRC of Buffalo and Pepin counties to sign up or learn more about this free workshop.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Forecast for today, we'll have plenty of sunshine, highs upper 80s, south winds at around 10. Tonight, clear, lows low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs upper 80s. Wednesday, sunshine, we'll have highs in the mid 80s. Sunshine across the region this morning. Do have a few clouds as well. Pepin and Lake City, 68. Wabasha and Nelson, 66. Mondovi, Plum City, 65. Ogalle, 63. Here at WRDN, we do have sunshine, 68, with Brooks and Dunn and How Long Gone. Good morning, it's 7:40.
Baby, I wouldn't mind knowing just how long gone are you gonna be? How am I supposed to make any plans when I still don't even understand if you're ever gonna come back home to me? Tell me, steps fall and tell me how long gone are you gonna be? Yeah, how am I supposed to make any plans when I still don't even understand if you're ever gonna come back home to me? Tell me, please.
fall flat on my face. I know I'll be alright. Should my tender heart be broken, I will cry those teardrops knowing that I will be just fine. 'Cause nothing changes.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Somebody pour me a drink.
Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus. I'm about to get on a road. Yeah, I've been breaking my back. Just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean. Yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, pig sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Post Malone, Blake Shelton, Pour Me a Drink, 751. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin holding a workshop on the changes for the federal milk marketing order. That's this Wednesday starting at 10 a.m. at the Sheridan Hotel. There'll also be a live video stream of this as well, dairy farmers. If you're chopping corn, and with the weather we've been having, I can understand that. Just visit the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin's website for more information on how you can sign up for that workshop. Tuesday's full moon is going to be accompanied by a partial lunar eclipse, offering us an opportunity to see some of the moon's exterior that's concealed by Earth's shadow. Really? The full moon on Tuesday is also the harvest moon, connected with harvest time here in North America, according to NASA, and will be emphasized because of it is a super moon. So we get all this put together. The partial lunar eclipse starts tomorrow night, 7:41 our time, when the moon will begin joining the Earth's shadow. So, hey, I'm even going to be able to see some of this. The full effect will not be completely noticeable until about 9:13 tomorrow night, when the rim of the moon is covered, according to NASA. About 8% of the moon's exterior will be in full shadow, and it's safe to watch. You don't need specialty eyewear. You won't need, like, you know, when we have a solar eclipse where the moon goes in front of the sun. No, this is a lunar eclipse where the Earth goes in front of the moon. And you will be able to just, you know, you can even get your telescopes out. I think I know one person that will be doing that. Engineer Greg's probably going to have his telescope out tomorrow.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to healthcare, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE, 877-26-BIBLE.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana. And though I'm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge. A replay of last night's events rolled through my mind. Except a scene or two erased by sweet red wine. And I see a truck stop sign ahead, so I change lane. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change, calling Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. I gotta send my love down to